Breakfast with Crossy. Rachel Whitchurch, she's got her album out today. It's out in the world. And let's say good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I am great, Crossy. And what the heck? Just then when you were like, your album is out, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. It's been that long that we've been waiting for this day, and here it is.
There's not much more you can do right now. I mean, obviously you can promote it after it and all that kind of stuff, play shows, blah, blah, blah. But pretty much it's out that you can't do anything with it. It's just, it's free. How do you feel?
Exactly. Look, I feel like I'm, you know, well overdue for a nervous breakdown. So maybe now that it's out, maybe now's the time.
Because, I mean, you know, you played music when you were younger. You kind of went away. I know you did an EP a few years ago. But this is your debut album. And I say this knowing very well that you aren't old. You're certainly still quite young. But, you're late teens, early 20s, when a lot of artists seem to release their debut albums these days. Do you think that's more nerve-wracking because you kind of know better? Or is it less because, oh, well, I'm old enough to care less, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And I think it's a bit of both, because you're right, like, as you get older, you know, not that I'm old, but I'm definitely not my early 20s. And I think that, you know, you do have that pressure of, you know, if you start looking around too much at all of the amazing young new talent, you think, oh wow, like I've got to keep up, you know, like there's so many amazing new artists coming out. But at the same time, I think, like you said, like part of getting a little bit older is, you know, I'm really okay with who I am. You know, I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. I know the music that I want to write, and I know the things that I feel passionately about. And so I think you kind of, you know, it's not that you don't care. It's just that you're kind of comfortable with who you are. And I think that's a nice place to be.
When you were putting together an album, because I think also one of the things that I found for myself, and I'm not too sure if everyone feels this way, but one of the things I find is that it's harder to do creative things when you're older, because you start becoming a lot more cynical and thinking, oh yeah, you know, this. Whereas when you're young, you don't know any better. You think you're the greatest ever and everything you do is amazing.
You know? 100%. No, I completely understand what you're saying. And you're right. Like, when you're young, it's not that you're dumb or stupid. It's just that you don't have enough life experience to realize what the limitations are, you know? And so you think you can do whatever you want. You think you're invincible. And then as you become older, you're right, you do start seeing the world for, like, what it is, like, the reality of it. And so things feel a bit more, you know, limiting. But I think the thing that's really helped me in making this record was having kids, which sounds weird because usually people have kids and they have to slow down, which, you know, don't get me wrong, like, you know, time is a lot more scarce these days. But I really think I've started to see, you know, the beauty of the world again through the eyes of my kids. And so I think that's kind of given me this new lease on life and this new wonder in the world. And so in a funny way, I think, you know, it's kind of made me think that maybe things are possible again that I didn't think were.
I think kids also make you suddenly see things that are safety hazards that you never really considered to be safety hazards before.
Oh my gosh, totally. I'm just like, how can you find, like, any object on the floor and make that, like, your death wish? I don't understand.
What? How did you do this mess? Like, I don't even know how this is possible.
I know. Oh my goodness. Seriously, every day I feel like there's a new, like, catastrophic thing. I'm just like, I thought I was a great parent, and, you know, until I had kids, and I was like, wow, there's a lot going on.
Every parent is a great parent until they have kids. Hey, let's talk about the new single, though. It's called Don't Be Afraid. I guess, speaking of afraid, kids, tell us about that song.
Yeah, so this is the fourth single from my record, and it's one of the few co-writes on my album. I don't have many co-writes, as I usually prefer to write by myself, but I wrote this song with my husband, Ben, and it's the first song we've ever written together. And so I was kind of, you know, about to go into the studio to record my album, and I kind of had this song in the back of my mind, and I knew I wanted it to kind of be this kind of, I had a bit of a lament, I guess, in it, you know, talking about not being afraid, but I couldn't quite nail down, you know, the lyrics. And so I played it to my husband, which I often do with my new songs, and then, you know, lo and behold, he had, like, a bunch of really great lyrical ideas, and he was actually, you know, said to me, it's actually a bit negative, and I think you could make it a bit more positive. And so we sat down, you know, we accidentally started writing this song together. And it's really just all about, you know, what I went through in deciding to pursue music again, you know, and you know, all about being brave, taking risks, and, you know, taking that chance that maybe you were scared to. It's kind of what we were talking about a minute ago. And so I'm really proud that it's, you know, the single that we're bringing out alongside the album.
And I got to ask also, the name of the album is called Finally Clear. Why is it called Finally Clear?
So there is a track on the album called Finally Clear, but I really wanted the album actually called that, because it's all about, you know, one of the general themes of the album is that idea of, like, things becoming clear about who you are, what you want to do, where you're supposed to be. And I feel like this whole, you know, last few years leading up to making this record has all been that journey for me of things becoming really clear, you know, in my mind about, you know, what I wanted to do and who I was. And so I guess it's, you know, sort of a coming of age sort of piece, but you know, I'm really proud of it, and I hope that when people listen to this record that they're able to, you know, get that sense in the songs, and it's able to encourage them, you know, to take those risks and be brave in their life as well.
And finally, you've been on tour with Adam Harvey. What's that been like?
Look, it's been amazing. He's great. You know, I have so many people, especially radio interviewers, who, like, you know, love Adam and think he's so cheeky, and they're like, you know, you've got to watch out for Adam. And, like, he has been so kind to me and my husband Ben. My husband's playing electric for him as well in his band, and we've just been having a blast with the boys on the road. And I just think it's really, you know, nice, like, not just nice, but just, like, really genuine that there's, like, an established country music artist who would actually take an up-and-coming artist out on the road with them and support their career in the way that Adam's done for me. And so I could talk about it all day, you know, about how grateful I am to him for taking a chance on me, because, you know, it's just been such a wonderful opportunity for this new record.
And there's still a bunch of shows for that too, that tour as well, and dates to be added, is there?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've got like 50 dates this year so far, and there's a few more, so, like, we're pretty much on the road all the way through to November, and so it's a big tour, and so we're, like, stoked to be out for that many dates. So yeah, you can pretty much catch us all across Australia for the rest of the year, and the dates are just at my webpage at rachelwhitchurch.com.
Yes, and of course you've got your own shows, and you're playing some festivals and things like that, so check out all socials and websites for all details there. But the album is out today. It's called Finally Clear. Rachel Whitchurch, it's an absolute pleasure to catch up with you.
Always a pleasure to catch up with you, Crossy. Thank you so much, you guys, for supporting me and my music. I really appreciate it.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.